To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
With summer coming, many people spend a good portion of their time inside with the AC blasting. Well, David, you know this is not good for the skin, is it?
It's not, but living in Florida, I use it year round.
Oh my. Well, then we really need to talk to our fantastic guest, Dr. Heather A. Hausenblas. She earned her doctorate degree at the University of Western Ontario in Canada. She is also a part of the University of Florida since 1998. And I have to say, I've spoken with her before. She knows everything. Hello, Dr. Hausenblas. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
All right. So nice to have you on. Heather, let's talk about this. What happens when we go from inside where it's really hot, maybe you're in a just airs everywhere, so it could be dry, it could be humid, and then you're blasted by that AC. What does that do to your skin?
Gosh, I mean, we love the AC, especially, you know, I live in Florida also, and we do need it almost year-round. But what happens, you know, we think of humidity, and there's a lot of humidity here in Florida, my goodness, but humidity is really one of our skin's best friends. It's essential for healthy, beautiful skin. And what happens with low humidity, it causes dry skin, even dry hair, and even brittle nails. So in the transition that we're going through right now from those cool, dry, you know, winter months to warmer temperatures, our appearance can really take a beating, especially in the summertime when what often happens is we're baked by the sun and then minutes later we're blasted by air conditioning, devoid of any humidity, whether it's in our house, in a building, you know, in a car. So these types of environments that we're in, they're vital nutrients out of our skin, our hair and our nails, yep, which can lead to wrinkles, to acne breakouts, to those itchy dry patches, and even brittle nails and staticky hair.
Well, let's talk about it for a minute, because, you know, my background is I formulate a lot of different products. We often use different moisturizers or serums trying to restore the moisture of it. But you talk about some of the ways to do it from the inside and some other things we can do. So I think a moisturizer works great topically and is a necessity for all of us, no matter where we live, which is a whole other conversation. But talk to us about some of the things we can do to help moisturize maybe from the inside or some other tips you might have.
Right, and I, you know, those topical serums that we put on play a great role, but I'm a really big advocate of what you put into your body is going to reflect how you're going to look on the outside.
You could almost say beauty inside out.
You know what, you could, and I love that. I do love that term, and there's something I really, you know, recommend, you know, incorporating. You know, first and foremost, and we hear this all the time, you need to stay hydrated. Well, what exactly does that mean? You often hear the 8x8 rule, and this is really a good general rule of thumb, meaning that each day you should drink 8 glasses of water by 8 p.m. Now, that's a general rule. We actually need a little bit more than that to maintain our hydration. Women, about 10 glasses a day. Men, about 12. But once again, during the summer, you should be drinking more. And if you're exercising, drinking more. And I always recommend water as the number one choice. But we all get bored drinking water all the time, so we like to change it up a little bit as well.
Now, I flavor my water. I'm a big proponent of that, you know, either a couple drops of lemon juice. I even use some of those liquid flavorings out there. And I will say, as I mentioned that to everybody, there are some, read the ingredient statements, because there's some that contain harmful ingredients. So make sure you've got one that's natural. So, of course, I like lemon, even some of the fruit juices. But you've cautioned us about having stuff with too much fruit juice or too much sugar, correct?
Correct. I recommend people to stay away from any of those sugary types of drinks. And we often think of, you know, the sodas containing a lot of sugar, but juices do as well. And I like, you know, to put a little something also in my water, whether it's a lemon, but I find some of the herbal waters that are out there give a very nice, you know, flavor. And I always recommend to people, read your label, like you said, is so important. Look for all natural and make sure that you know what the ingredients are in these products that you're taking.
Now, let's go back to how much to drink, because as you said, we've all been taught 8x8, which means, you know, you're supposed to drink 64 ounces, to be clear, or 8 glasses of water throughout the day. You mentioned us guys are supposed to be drinking 12. I had not heard that yet, and I try and go beyond the 8 glasses, because I know it can help not only hydrate, but help flush out a lot of the toxins. But you've talked about, you know, with some of your findings, that and I'm going to say this, I just want to make sure I'm getting it clear, it's half your body weight in ounces? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's, that's typically like a general rule of thumb. And I find people get so caught up in how much they drink it, you know, drank during the day. And what I recommend to people is keep a drink with you all the time, wherever you're going. You know, you can have your water bottle with you, and then it just makes it easier that you always have it, and you're constantly kind of staying hydrated throughout the day. I know when I'm lecturing, I have, you know, my green tea there. I love coconut water, and then my herbal water. Staying hydrated.
That's a good
Now, is coconut water, is that something that's going to help you look beautiful from the inside out, Dr. Hausenblas?
I love coconut water. To me, I love coconut, and it's just a nice change, and it really does a great job, you know, keeping you hydrated. Obviously, it's going to have more calories than what you would get within a glass of water, which doesn't have any calories. So that's something that people need to be aware of. But it's just a nice alternative to water. And if somebody really likes sugary types of drinks, it's a great alternative to try coconut water.
The first time I was introduced to it was a number of years ago. I was in South Asia, and there it's very, very hot. And we went out to eat. It's an outdoor place, and I'm thinking, I cannot believe we're eating outdoors. You know, but it was. It was a lot hotter than Florida. And one of the most popular drinks I see everybody carrying is this actual coconut, where they had actually punctured a hole in it, and they added some water and ice. I guess they somehow cut off the top or whatever. But that's what everybody was drinking, was coconut water. And I was introduced to it, I don't know how many years ago now. And now it's become popular here, but they showed me it allowed actually help cool you off because it's hydrating you so well, so much different than water. I was quite amazed by that.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. It's just a nice alternative for people because we do kind of get saturated and burned out on just drinking straight, you know, this is straight water. So it's a nice alternative for people.
Now, you talk about some other things. You know, you've talked about, you know, not just water, is today's show, is also using antioxidants. But one thing I like that you've mentioned to people is having cocoa in your diet. Talk to us about cocoa, because that's intriguing. Because it's, are you talking about from dark chocolate or tell me about it?
Right, we're mostly from the dark chocolate, but adding cocoa to your diet, especially you can get it in the form of a supplement that's rich in what's called flavanols. Now, cocoa is a polyphenol molecule that is found largely in dark chocolate. So cocoa is now joining the ranks of other superfruits, with research finding that cocoa has more antioxidant benefits per gram than acai berries and blueberries, cranberries, and pomegranates. And what's happening is cocoa is loaded with compounds called flavonoids, which seem to be responsible for most of this tasty treat's health benefits. Now, research has been expanding, showing other health benefits of cocoa, including skin health, by protecting the skin from sun damage. So these flavonoids in the cocoa may actually help improve the appearance of our skin, increasing hydration, decreasing, you know, the skin roughness and scaling that we can get, and helping to support the skin's defenses against UV damage. So then people say, well, this is great. Then I can eat, you know, a ton of chocolate. It's now healthy for me. But this comes with a big qualification. You know, it's the health benefits that come largely from the flavanols and the antioxidants, and those are found in the real cocoa. So if you want these benefits in your diet, you've got to get the real deal chocolate. So this is the high cocoa content dark chocolate. And a good way to do this, if you're going shopping and you want to get a chocolate bar, look for the label, and it should state on the front, let's say, you know, 60%, for example, cocoa. You know, a 70%, you know, an organic cocoa from something like a cocoa well is even better. So the higher that cocoa content, the more flavanols you're going to have.
Now, let me suggest this, because somebody explained that to me a long time ago. I'm an expert on chemistry on the external side, and I know some on the inside. But when someone was explaining to me about the cocoa and these dark chocolates, I wound up trying the heavier number, the higher number, and it just wasn't as good as I thought. And so I wound up learning, start off at a lower number and work my way up. And, well, to be honest, there's a whole much more I want to talk about it. But I think the takeaway from this, because we're going to run out of time here, is to drink a lot of water, half your body weight's number in ounces. You're going to drink more than you think, flavor it, but be careful of all the juices, and incorporate cocoa because of the antioxidants and dark chocolate. So, Doc, I hope to have you on again soon. We're running out of time today, but you've given us a lot of info, and we'll have to put your link up. So I want to thank you for joining us today. This is David Pollack and Lisa Davis with Beauty Inside Out. Thank you for joining us. Stay healthy.